Coming up on episode number 799, it's time for the last all-request show of the 700s. Of course, how could it not be? Tonight you're going to hear covers of Bruce Springsteen, The Pixies, Kenny Rogers, and Foster the People. We may get a visit from Tina with some trivia. All of this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, August 30th, 2011, and welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville. Getting some last requests out before we hit the big 800, and some great requests actually that are coming up on the show. Covers, like I mentioned, of the Pixies and Kenny Rogers. Where else are you going to hear a Pixies and a Kenny Rogers track back to back? Anywhere, right? Right here, only on Coverville. And you're hearing a Bruce Springsteen cover in the background, right? Bruce Springsteen Cover Me, covered by me. Sort of. Well, not just sort of, but I guess there's not a full song. So if you're wondering if there is a full entire version of Brian Ibbett covering Cover Me by Bruce Springsteen, it does not exist. There's just this version with the first verse, and then there's the instrumental version that you hear at the end of the show. So I've been getting some emails about that lately, and so I thought, yeah, you know, I'll just talk about it in the show. You want another Bruce Springsteen cover, though? Let's start off the show with a Bruce Springsteen cover, another Bruce Springsteen cover. Lila Broussard released this one this year, a cover of Dancing in the Dark, originally by Bruce Springsteen, and it is available as a single that you can purchase online. Let's listen to it, and then you're going to go purchase it, right? Here is Lila Broussard with her version of Dancing in the Dark.
Get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. Come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired, man. I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire, can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark, the message keeps getting clearer. Radio on, I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. I wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. Man, I ain't getting nowhere. Just living in a dump like this. There's something that happened somewhere. Baby, I just know there is. Start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we just dance in the unlight. Come on, baby, give. of me, just one look. You can't start a fire, sit around crying over your broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we just dance in the under, you can't start a fire, worrying about your life falling apart. This gun's for hire.
Drink up, baby. Stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now. Forget all about the pressure of day. Do what I say, and I'll make you okay. I'll drive them away, the images stuck in your head. The people you've been before that you don't want around anymore. They push and shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still. Drink up, baby. Look at the stars. I'll kiss you again between the bars. Where I'm seeing you there with your hands in the air, waiting to finally be caught. Drink up one more time and I'll make you mine. Keep you apart, deep in my heart. Separate from the rest. I like you the best. Keep the things you forgot. People you've been before that you don't want around anymore. They push and shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still.
Hey, Brian, this is Dave in San Jose, longtime listener, longtime caller. So I was watching that movie Sucker Punch, which was a pretty bad movie, but it had some interesting covers. And the cover I liked the best was Where Is My Mind, the Pixie song. And so I looked it up, and originally this Israeli artist Yoav covered it in 2008. And you played it on episode 416. It's this very dark, slow version, which is really good. But then in the movie, he did a duet with the actress in the movie, Emily Browning, and it starts off very slow and dark, and then it turns very dark and adds a dance beat around the 3-minute mark, which is actually really cool, and I really like the version in the movie. So since you covered his original cover in 460, I thought maybe you might want to play his redone cover from the Sucker Punch soundtrack. Anyway, love the show. Keep up the good work.
Caribbean. Animals were hiding me.
Where Is My Mind by Yoav from the soundtrack to Sucker Punch, going out to Dave in San Jose. Again, that comes from the Sucker Punch soundtrack, original motion picture soundtrack from this year. I still haven't seen the movie, and it is on the list to see, so good or bad, you can't argue with a soundtrack album that is almost all cover songs. Definitely worth checking out. Before that, you heard Between the Bars, covered by Metric. That was originally by Elliot Smith, and that was recorded for a Rolling Stone session. Rob Gray was the person who requested that one. Thank you, Rob, for letting me know about that. Natasha Atlas, before that, with that Moroccan style, I Put a Spell on You, originally by Screamin' Jay Hawkins. You'll find that on her Best Of album, which came out in 2005. Thanks to Pete Hartman for letting me know about that one. And we start off the set with a request by Tommy Howell, Dancing in the Dark, covered by Layla Broussard from the single of the same name, which came out this year. Of course, the original, done by Bruce Springsteen, with a little help from Courtney Cox in the video. No, she really didn't help out with the song. Dancing in the Dark by Layla Broussard. Well, Coverville today is brought to you by the new Coverville iPhone app, or the iOS app, I should say, because you don't have to have an iPhone to enjoy all the goodness that you get from this. You could have an iPad, you could have an iPod Touch. Any of those things will run this app, and because of that, you don't need to have a 3G or consistent 4G connection. No, there's no 4G iPhone yet. A 3G connection, you don't need to have that. You know, you're not constantly accessing information from the web or anything like that. No. You've got all that goodness, all that great database information, cover song database information right there on your iPhone. At the touch of a finger, you can find out who does that great cover of You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi. Just in case you're ever wondering if this is scripted, you can now tell that it's not. Check it out by going to the iTunes store. You can do a search for Coverville, or you can just do a search for Cover Song Database. It's under both items. And it's just $1.99 for all that great stuff. We're working on an update right now, so there is more and more stuff coming out for that. So check it out. It is the Cover Song Database app from iOS. All right, Chris Randall emailed in and said, you know, we had been talking about Kenny Rogers in the first edition, and that song just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. And he sent me this great video of it, the original video of Kenny Rogers in the first edition recording it. And he said, hey, by the way, if you've got any good covers of The Gambler, I'd love to hear it. Well, I do, and I will. Mike Doughty included this on an EP in 2005. It's fantastic. And Mike Doughty is fantastic. If you like this, you will certainly love all of his other music, all of his originals, because he has just got such a cool vibe. And I believe he's from the Minnesota area, I want to say. Anyway, you'll enjoy this. Going out to Chris Randall, who requested it, here's Mike Doughty with The Gambler.
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with the gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. Still boredom overcame us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. And if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play right. You got to know when to hold on, know when to fold on, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Oh. Now every gambler knows
that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back towards the window, crushed out a cigarette, but then he faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even, but in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. So knowing when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Just a letter.
Cambodia, originally by Kim Wilde. Remember her? Kids in America in the 80s. What, 1981, 1982? Anyway, early 1980s, Kim Wilde, who had a big hit with Kids in America. Also had that hit right there, Cambodia, covered there by Apoptygma Berserk. I think I said that right. Apoptygma Berserk. From their 2006 album, You and Me Against the World, requested by Lee Donaghy. And a great suggestion there. That, I swear, that is the first time I've heard that song since the early 80s, and just blows my mind the direction that they took it in. So, so cool. Before that, Scarlet Begonias, originally by the Grateful Dead, covered there by Sublime from their 1986 album 40 Ounces to Freedom. You'll find that on a deluxe edition or an expanded edition of that release. And The Gambler, right before that, from an EP of the same name, which came out in 2005. That's Mike Doty covering Kenny Rogers and doing a great job with a song that tells a great story. And those are my favorite kinds of songs, the ones that tell stories. Just love them. Mike Doty and The Gambler going out to Chris Randall. By the way, Scarlet Begonias going out to Greg in DC, who requested that Sublime track right there you heard. Coverville Tonight is sponsored by ThinkGeek, thinkgeek.com. They're having a big sale, 75%, save up to 75% on over 400 products. So amazing and such a great deal. Not only are these guys just awesome and the stuff that they sell is so cool and just adds anything to your desk, your bedroom, your office, your cubicle, what have you. Such cool things. For example, the Magic Dice of Destiny, the Magic 20-Sided Die of Destiny. Normally $13. Right now you can save 46% and get that thing for $7 right now by going to their site. Star Wars plushes, a Rubik's Cube that is a mirror, like a Rubik's Mirror Blocks Cube. You can get that cheap. The Rovio, the Wi-Fi roaming robot, normally $230. Get that now for $130, so almost half of that. Lots of great stuff to check out over at thinkgeek.com, where you'll find stuff for smart masses. Check them out. When you're ready to buy from them, go to coverville.com and click on the Think Geek link that you'll find right here in the show notes for this episode. That'll get you to their site. That'll get me a little bit of affiliate payment when you buy something, and that'll get you some really cool stuff from thinkgeek.com. All right. Well, this next track is almost an original, Vil. Dionne Warwick and Lou Johnson beat it by about a year. But my guess is that you probably aren't familiar with this version and that you're much more familiar with the version that came out in the 80s. I'm talking about the Burt Bacharach and Hal David song, Always Something There to Remind Me, or There's Always Something There to Remind Me. This version that you're going to hear came out in 1964, recorded by Sandy Shaw, and was still not the version that finally charted here in the U.S. of this song. You're going to hear it right now. Here is Sandy Shaw from her best of There's Always Something There to Remind Me.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me, and every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Of me, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. When shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where we would dance at night, and I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. If you should find you miss the sweet and tender love we used to share, just come back to the places where we used to go, and I'll be there. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free when there is always.
Up Kicks by Owl Eyes, recorded for the Triple J Sessions. Look online for a video. I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can see a video of that, and hopefully that's going to come out on the next Triple J compilation. Hoping so, because that's such a great cover there, and such a misleadingly sounding, happy sounding song for such a dark subject matter. It was basically written to bring attention to violence against kids in school, and kind of a Columbine-esque kind of thing going on in this song. But great version right there by Owl Eyes. Before that, The Vegetarians. Oh, by the way, Dave Veenstra requested that Owl Eyes track. Before that, going out to Jim Kling, Follow You, Follow Me, a song that, you know, could have been written about Twitter, right? So many years ago by Genesis. That was The Vegetarians from their brand new album, Remustered and Remixed Salad, which is a brilliant cover album featuring covers of songs of emo and prog rock bands. Lots of Genesis, lots of Yes, some Emerson, Lake & Palmer, some Steely Dan, King Crimson, all this great stuff. Couple Frank Zappa covers on there too. The Vegetarians, and really, really good album, Remustered and Remixed Salad. And then we start off the set with a request, Sandy Shaw's There's Always Something There to Remind Me from her Best Of album. She recorded that version way back in 1964, about a year after the original version was released, which was Lou Johnson's recording of the song. And of course, it would become a big hit for Naked Eyes in the 80s. That one going out to Chef Mongoose right here in the chat room. Thank you, Chef Mongoose, for requesting that one. Okay, Tina is in the Coverville studio right now for a little bit of Musically Challenged. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. We've had a pretty exhausting couple days, huh?
Oh, like, yeah. Several days.
Retiling the kitchen since Saturday.
Saturday we had to pull up all the linoleum.
Right.
You know, good old linoleum.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that wasn't too difficult, but, you know, all the prep work and then all the tile laying and cutting and everything was Sunday. And then yesterday, late afternoon, did the grouting.
Right.
And then did the trim because, of course, you know, got to redo the trim. Well, then... In redoing the trim, I knew we were going to have to do the whole rest of the house, and I had anticipated that. And I even said that, but my dad came over to help with the trim because I don't know what I'm doing. And now it's like, you know, the trim is much taller than the other trim.
It doesn't quite
match
up.
Because they didn't use correct trim. They used door frame trim in the entire house on our trim, so nothing matches up.
All connects. I mean, it goes,
right.
You know, it's all one big room as opposed to
right.
Lots of separate doors and stuff. So the kitchen connects into the living room, connects into the dining room, connects into the hallway and everything.
Yeah.
So,
So anyway, I'm tired.
Yes.
And my joints hurt and my muscles hurt and my knees hurt and my hands hurt.
Well, we'll do this and then you can go and rest. Does that sound
good?
No,
then I got to go do work, so.
Oh. All right, well, you can rest right now while you do this.
Okay, I will.
We have a Musically Challenged sent in from Ashmore. Let's jump right into that.
Hey, Brian and Tina. For this version of the trivia, I'm going to play you four songs. If you can guess the artist and the song title, you get a point apiece. Also, the songs have one thing in common, so if you can get that, you'll also get a bonus point. That's a total of 9 points. So let's get started. Song one.
Oh my God, what? I know that. What is that? I have that song in my library somewhere. I have that.
Really?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I totally know that. By the way, chat room, I'm hiding it so I can't see it if you tell it to me.
It isn't Say You, Say Me.
No. It's definitely a cover. It's something I've played on the show. I want to say it's. Wow. Okay. I can't pull it out. I can't figure it out. Okay. Let's go to the next one. It'll kick me in the butt when we figure out what it is.
Song two.
Okay. Go ahead. Anytime you're ready.
You're as cold as ice.
Right?
It's Billy Squire?
No, it's not Billy Squire.
No. I don't know.
It's by a band that had an American band with a British guitarist, and the British guitarist felt like a what when he was traveling through America? A foreigner.
Foreigner.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Ben Stein. I pulled a Ben Stein from Ferris Bueller. He felt like anybody? Anybody? All right.
Song three.
Boy, there's a song you just don't hear enough of these days.
I know. Don't Stop Believing.
Right, by?
By Journey.
Very good.
And finally, song four.
I know this song, but I couldn't tell you who it is or anything. The title.
Saturday in the Park.
Okay.
Saturday by Chicago.
Park. Yeah, okay.
All right, so we've got Journey, Chicago, Foreigner, and someone else.
That's all like remember. 80s bands.
It is.
Those songs came out in the 80s.
Yeah. Was that a Billy Joel, that first one?
I don't know.
Maybe that's Billy Joel. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Maybe it's not a cover at all.
Foreigner, Journey.
They all did come out. All the songs did come out in the 80s, but I would have a hard time believing that's what he's going for.
Right.
Cold as Ice, Saturday in the Park, Don't Stop Believing. Were they all produced by the same producer? Golly, this is tough. All right, maybe when he tells us the first one, we'll get it.
Okay.
All right. Those shouldn't have been too hard. Were you able to find what they all had in common?
No.
Song one was Vienna by the piano man himself, Billy Joel.
That was Billy Joel.
When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
There are a lot of cities.
Hmm?
So you got Chicago, mm-hmm. which is the band name, but
right.
then you have Vienna.
Vienna, Austria, yeah. City
Places?
Names, but
no, but
Foreigner,
don't
Cold
stop
as
believing.
Ice.
Okay.
Journey, Don't Stop
I
Believing.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was from the album Escape. Let's see, is there some connection with the album title? Foreigner 4, Escape, Journey Escape. No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Song 2 was Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
The third song is guaranteed to get even the most boring person to sing, Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Okay, is it that they all begin with piano? Like they all begin with a
yeah.
piano solo or piano?
That would be.
Oh, and he even played all the intros, didn't he?
Yeah, they're all intros.
What do you mean they're? Well, I mean all the things he played for us at the beginning were all intros
oh,
before
right.
the vocals, and they all had piano.
Yep.
Well, no, because this one has bass guitar. So it's not a piano solo.
Okay.
Were the other ones solos? I guess not. I guess Foreigner wasn't a piano solo. So I guess they begin with a piano riff.
Sure.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
I wonder how many people just got caught singing out loud. The fourth and final song is Saturday in the Park by Chicago.
So I just pulled up the chat room. They've had this for like the last 10 minutes. Piano intros, I think. Who was the first one? Treacle? No, Schleprock actually had the first one. About 5 minutes ago. All right, good.
Pretty easy, huh? I bet you guys got them all right. Now, what do they all have in common? Keyboard intros.
There you go.
That about wraps up this edition of Trivia. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Yes, please, Ashmore. As a matter of fact, I've got actually some openings here. I think we've got two more in the hopper, and then we're out of Musically Challenged. So if you've been sitting on one and waiting to get it in into the show, then please put it together and send it in.
Now, it's always easier when you're not the one, like when you can sit back. You know, like I would be great on Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
At home.
At home.
But in the studio, I would be horrible. Like, I would not get a thing. So, anyway, just
well,
saying.
It's
harder, people,
it's
than
totally
you think.
Yeah. We're up on stage here in front of millions. Yeah, I think we were looking too deep.
Pretty much.
For sure. All right, well, good. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Tina, thank you so much for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
Thank you, chat room, for joining me for the live recording of the show. And thank you, the listener, for listening to this however you listened. If you listened live, if you listened via the podcast, I appreciate it. Maybe you listened via the radio show over in San Francisco, KYCY Radio. Thank you for that as well. We will be back on Thursday with the big 800th episode. It's not going to be big. It's going to be a regular episode. The 800th episode, it will be a cover story, and it will be a cover story in tribute to one of my favorite artists who does have a birthday coming up. So look for that coming up then. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Not until then. You'll just have to see. That'll be Thursday, so listen for that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Find out more by going to frogpants.com, where you'll find podcasts so good, if you follow them on Twitter, and, you know, Extra Life and Frog Pants and Coverville, they will follow you, or something like that.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.